It's the Dana Cortez Show with a daily dirt and the best gossip. Birthdays first.
We got Terrell Owens, Aaron Carter, Jasmine V, Larry Bird, and up-and-coming rapper Asian Doll.
Okay, so Cardi B was out and about Club 11 in Miami, which is, according to everyone I know that goes to Miami, the hottest spot there. She was joined by Bad Bunny, Tiana Taylor, and a bag of bills. She was tossing out ones in a see-through dress and a wig that kind of looked like Tekashi's hair. A little bit.
Stupid.
She is hurting.
Yeah, it's good. It's part of the process. This is usually what chicks do when they get broken up with or they go through a breakup. First 2 weeks, they out in the club and getting ratchet. Do it, Cardi.
Yeah, in a month from now, she'll be at home with her ice cream.
She will not. Leave that girl alone. I think she's going to be just fine. Pete Davidson, according to reports, blocked Ariana Grande. Ariana confirmed that, but what we're hearing now is that she tried to reach out and explain why she called the engagement off. And he said, "You're bad for my health. Don't get in touch with me."
Oh my God, that's the tea. Ooh.
So that was kind of harsh.
I'm with it. If she's out your life, get her off the timeline.
Kim Kardashian is going in on the YouTube pranksters that admit that they staged that whole Travis Scott with another woman photo. It makes me angry to see that. People are chasing clout like enough to destroy a family. Destroying a family.
But at the same time, the Kardashians have built a career off of publicity stunts.
That's literally the only thing that Kim's ever done. She is the exact same thing these people are.
So you think that she stages things to hurt other people and break up their families?
No, I think she stages things to gain clout, yes.
That's fine, but does it hurt another person's family?
Sometimes.
There's a lot of
her own family.
They all in on it. That's different.